I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
If you haven't been following the Brittany Matthews, Jackson Mahomes drama, here's the deal. Brittany Matthews is the fiance of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. She's very outspoken. And after their win last weekend, she sprayed champagne in the freezing cold all over the crowd beneath her, and it got everybody mad. Here's what it sounded like.
I mean, she sounds like a crazy person. She sounds like a crazy person, but I would venture to say that's not the only reason that people don't like her.
Right, but then there's her BFF forever, and that's Jackson Mahomes, who's her fiancé Patrick's younger brother. Mm-hmm. And all he does is TikTok dances during the game, you know?
Yeah, he's that annoying hanger-on. He's that annoying entourage person that comes with the quarterback. Here's my thing, Anna. If your noise becomes louder than the person that has actually brought the attention your way, and you don't actually have a talent or skill, that's all I need to know, right? Like, I mean, it's just, it's not favorable for them. That's all I'm thinking.
So the country, outside of Kansas City, of course, have decided right. that they are the most annoying people on earth and collectively rooted against them all weekend and prayed that the Bengals would beat them, which, FYI, they did.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fantastic game, and that's what happens to you when you crown a dynasty too early. Shut your mouth!
Okay, but I was dying laughing because I'm talking to my best friend Danielle, and I'm telling her, I'm like, you following this Brittany Matthews like drama and everybody on Twitter and all the things she's saying, and she gets very quiet. And I was like, huh. So then I go to Brittany Matthews' Instagram, and I realize, you know how you could see we have shared friends, like who likes posts?
Sure.
Danielle has liked every single Brittany Matthews post. Turns out Danielle is a Brittany Matthews super fan. So I asked her, I'm like, what is it about this woman that you like?
I love Brittany because I feel like her and Pat have been together for like, since they were like 15 years old. And I feel like she supports him and, you know, they have a good partnership and, you know, they're helping Kansas City thrive.
Your friend is something special, right? That's funny right there. I mean, listen, it's great. They've been together since they were 15, but you don't make lifelong choices when you're 15. That's the reason they won't even give you a license at that point. All right? Because you don't have it all figured out. You don't have it figured out.
I feel like Patrick Mahomes goes home at night and he sits down his brother and his fiance and he's like, guys, like, seriously, can we stop? Like, can we please stop?
Exactly.
Danielle is such a super fan that she tried to buy the Team Brittany t-shirts even though they sold out. And she DMs her support. She sends her messages of support every day.
That's just crazy. I mean, is she from Kansas City?
No!
Has your friend ever spent any time in Kansas City?
Nope.
Is she a Chiefs fan?
No, she's a big Brittany Matthews fan. So I asked her to read some mean tweets because I felt like it was the only right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly certain Patrick Mahomes only got good at football because it was the only time he could get away from Brittany Matthews. So he spent as much time playing football as humanly possible as any man in his situation would. Huh.
I love that it bothers her at the
so
end.
So mad.
Too.
She's so mad about it. But ironically, last night I was checking and neither Brittany or Jackson posted anything. So I'm wondering, did Patrick say, hold up, please don't post anything today, like give me a break, or were they just upset about the loss?
Nothing but tears in that circle right now. One more mean tweet just for me.
There is cause and effect to all actions. This was not wise. Very rude. I am unfollowing you, shameless woman.
Shameless woman.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.